Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Gimel revolves around the story of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and particularly the conclusion which informs us to our minhagim today on Shabbos. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, when he comes out of the cave the second time, encounters a saba, an elderly person, who's holding two hadasim, and he asks him why two, and the fellow tells him, they correspond, one for Zachar and the other for Shamar. The Rav Yah in Simin Kuf Tzadi Tes, as quoted in the name of Rav Yah, says that this is one of the reasons for why many have the custom to light two Shabbos candles, one corresponding to Zachar, the other corresponding to Shamar. The Sefer HaAgur said that even though many did not follow the custom of the Rav Yah, the minig of the Mekubalim in Eretz Ashkenaz was to light two, one for Shamar and the other because of Zachar. And this is what finds itself into Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber and Simin Reisim, Gimel, Sif, Aleph, right, Sheyesh Mechavenim Lasos B'nei Shabbos Shtei Psilos, Achas Keneged Zachar, V'Achas Keneged Shamar. The Ramah adds that you could add more candles, and despite the fact that the Shulah says that there's a custom to light seven candles, Keneged the Menorah, some say ten candles. The Bnei Yisachar even mentions 36 candles for the 36 hours that the Or HaRishon was Madlik in Briyas HaOlam. And Ner Shabbos represents the Or HaGonus. Nevertheless, the Maimar Mordechai says that L'chatchila one shouldn't add to the Zachar and the Shamar, and they should be lit independently. It could very well be that this Maimar Mordechai is the source for how many light candles today, having two candles representing the Zachar and Shamar, and then some have the custom to add to the amount for the amount of children that are in the family. In fact, the Shalos Tshuvas Shevet Kahasi, Chelek Gimel Simin Tzadivav Sif Katan Gimel, quoted in the Hamasifta, Aliba de Hilchasa, says that the minig in bells was to light two distinct candles for Zachar and Shamar outside of the candles that the woman lights. As well as it's quoted in the name of the Ben Ishchai, that when one comes home and when one looks at the candles, one should look at the candles of the primary two candles which correspond to Zachar and Shamar, even if one has the custom to add other candles as well. So this again would be a makor that the two candles should stand prominently by themselves. It's also interesting to note that our Gemara finds its way also in Shulchan Aruch for another two thing, and that is that Arizal was makbid to try to recreate what Rav Shimon bar Yochai encountered. The Mag Avram in Simon Reish Beis quotes this. Ha'ari, he writes, Hikbid Me'od Lecha al Shulchan Shel Dalet Regalim, Dugmas Shulchan HaMikdash. Number one, he was makbid to eat on a table that had four legs as opposed to a different construct. And for our purposes, Ulevarech al Shtei Agudas Hadas B'chol Gimel Kiddushin, and to make a bracha of Atzei Besamim, it seems, on Hadassim during the three Kiddushim. This also seems that the Arizal had the custom to make some type of Kiddush as well in Shalashudas, which actually the Rambam speaks about making a Bori Priya Gofen in Shalashudas. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal would try, so as not to confuse it with the Halachic Kiddush at night during the day, he would not do it before the meal, but he would try to drink a Bori Priya Gofen during the meal, and this is following also in the tradition of the Arizal. So the Arizal also had two hadasim that he would make a bracha of Atzei Besamim on as a way to remind for the Zachar and Shamar that Rav Shimon bar Yochai experienced. The Shulah adds in Maseches Shabbos and Perek Ner Mitzvah that in fact it would be very much advised to follow this custom, because he comes back to the previous point we have made. He said many do not have two particular candles for Zachar Shamar, although we tried to solve that by maybe suggesting having a separate set of candlesticks of two for Zachar Shamar, but the Hadassim are clearly there for the Zachar and Shamar. Finally, in Bederech Agada, we can conclude that the significance of the Hadassim, which the Arizal reminded himself of every Shabbos, might be based on the context of the Gemara and the struggle Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was having. The Gemara describes that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai went out of his cave and he burned up people. And he cried out, Menichin Chai Olam Va'oskin Chai Yesha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him back to the Ma'ara. And from the simple reading of the Gemara is he need to spend time in Gehenim as a quote-unquote punishment for being unable to cope with the mundane realities of the world around him. Of course, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was on a very high madrega. His Torah, as we've elaborated in the past, in other venues, was a Torah of fire. Miminoi oishdas lamoi is a pasuk that the piyut of Bar Yochai ascribes to him. He was a fire, and that's what he came out and brought to the world at first glance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him back to the cave, and then, even though his son Elazar, he still needs to discourage from doing it. Nevertheless, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is more reticent now, and he meets the old elderly man, and he sees the old elderly man running on Erev Shabbos with Hadassim. What's the chashivas of Hadassim? Is it Tocha Mishneh? Is it a Gemara? A Rambam? An Arizal? What's it based on? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asks him, what are you doing? And he says to him, this simple man says to him, oh, I'm being mechaved Shabbos with these material things, with these simple Hadassim. And to me, there's no halacha in the Torah that says it, but to me, and this is what the Arizal took every Shabbos, to me says this, maybe we could argue simple Saba, to me, this reminds me of Zachar and Shamar. And exclaims Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Kama chavimim mitzvos al Yisrael. How dear are the mitzvos to Klal Yisrael? Of course, for a mitzvah to be dear to a person, it's not that he does it in rote. But when he's dear, he shows a certain excitement. This Zaba, this elderly man, was running with these material things, and he wasn't chayiv. It wasn't the chiyuv of Zachar v'shamar. It wasn't the chiyuv of Kiddush. It was the beautiful things that he had grown. His chaye shah, he was able to be mekadesh into mitzvahs. Maybe it wasn't Torah. Doesn't say kama chaviva Torah Yisrael, kama chaviva mitzvahs Yisrael. Torah, it's hard sometimes for the average man to appreciate the beauty and the omek of Torah. But the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and being able to connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what represented in Zachar v'Shamar, and that could very well have been why the Arizal was makbid for it, and that could very well be why there are some who light specifically two candles, as mentioned by the Ravya and the Ogur, so that we can recreate that excitement of Zachar v'Shamar, and Chazal promise us beautiful rewards for keeping the mitzvahs of Hadlakas Neros properly. Im atem mishamrim neros shal Shabbas, Anima Elachem Neros Shel Tzion. If we keep the messages of Neros Shel Shabbos, the Shalom Bayis, and be able to use the Gashmias in Avodas Hashem, Anima Elachem Neros Shel Tzion, I will show you the ultimate fusion of the world of Ruchni and the world of Gashmi, and that is the Migdash Ila'a being combined with the Migdash Tata, with this earthly world. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from the Agadita on Daf Lamed Gimel.